Zaf chaf vav. So let's take it, the last two words of chaf hem beis. The Gemara says sandal the tanan. So we're talking about an Indian of a sandal that came out during Leda. It had different ramifications regarding various areas of halacha. So Gemara says tanan. There's a mission of Gabi Bechoros, so the firstborn person. We know there are two types of Bechor Adams. The Bechor Adam Lenachla, the firstborn. Getting double portion, Pishnaim, and there's also Bechor Lekohen with regards to being for Pinyon HaBen purposes. So the Gemara says, Gabi Bechoros L'mai Hilchah. So what's the relevance of a sandal that a woman gives out the sandal, L'gabi Bechoros? So Gemara says, L'ba'achrev Bechor L'nachalav V'ein Bechor Lekohen. So if a sandal, if a woman gives birth to a sandal, so this Indian, this thing is considered a Leda parsha. It's considered a Leda that with regards to Bechor Lekohen, the din would be that it's not a Bechor Lekohen, the next one's not Bechor Lekohen, because Bechor Lekohen is defined by Peter Rechem. So since that Samba came out, it was Poter the Rechem, so any child born afterwards is not a Bechor Lekohen, would not be Chayv and Pinyon HaBen. But with regards to Bechor Lenachla, it's not about Peter Rechem. Bechor Lenachla is dependent on the Lashon, the Pasuk is Reshit Ono. So Reish Ono is the first child, the double libo, that the father would be, you know, sad over if he were to lose a child. But the sandal isn't really a child of Vlad that there's a relationship with. So therefore, a ba'acharav after a sandal would be considered a b'chor l'nachla. So that's the relevance of the sandal, l'gabi b'choros. So then the Gemara...
So the yosam would come out, the brother would come out right after him.
If it were to come right afterwards, or even if it was a separate birth, if only a sandal came out, nothing else came out with it, so whatever child would be born after the sandal would be considered Bechor Lenachla. That's what we just said. So sandal is worthless. Sandal is no relationship, so therefore the next child would have a relationship, so the next child would be Bechor Lenachla, but not Bechor Lekohen. Bechor Lekohen is dependent on Poter Peter Rechem. So then the Gemara says, sandal, ditanan gabi krisis. What's the relevance of a sandal that's born the gabi krisis? So what's that relevance? The Gemara says, my hilchah, so what's the halacha there? Shim telet vlad derech dofen. Let's say a child was born through a C-section. The sandal derech rechem. And the sandal came out derech rechem. So it came out the normal or the natural way. So Gemara says, demaisi karbon sandal. Because the din is that one does not, if you take a look at Rashi, see Rashi five narrow lines down, vlad yote derech dofen. And there's a C-section, either sam through some type of medicine or whatever the surgery was, lo mechayiv carbon. There's no chiyiv carbon yoledes for a child born through yosei dofen, dechsev gavid carbon, isha kisazri of yalda zachar, acha telev mimokum shimazres. So she's not chayiv carbon for the yosei dofen, but for the sandal that comes out in the bederech rechem, in that same birth, so that would be chayiv a carbon. And the Rabbi Shimon, however, who holds back to the Gemara, Damar Yotze Dofen Vlad Ma'alyo. He thinks if a Vlad is born through Yotze Dofen, that does qualify as a real Vlad, and that would warrant a Chiv Karbon Yoledes, Ma'ik Lameymar. So if during the same birth, the Asando comes out, Derech Rechem, and the Vlad comes out, Yotze Dofen, you already Chiv Karbon and Yotze Dofen. So what's the Adichidish of Asando coming out, Derech Rechem? What's the relevant halacha for Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Shim Teled Vlad Biyose Ovedes Kochavim, interesting case. So she was giving birth, and she happened to be non-Jewish when the Vlad came out, and then the Sandal Achashin is Gaira, but then she went through Geiris, is a very strange, she was mamish going through Geiris during birth. So she didn't go in the mikvah just yet, so the Vlad was born, Yotze Derech Dofen. And then afterwards she went to the mikvah, and then when she came up, then the Sandal came out. So now she's chayv on the sandal, because the sandal itself does qualify as a vlad. When she was a goy is not chayv in a carbon yoledes, and a Jew is. So the sandal alone, the relevant nafkamina for Rabbi Shimon is, if she only gave birth to the sandal when she was a Jew, she would be chayv a carbon yoledes.
Do we hold that there's only sandal if there is another baby?
If there's a sandal, we assume there's a vlad there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
The Gemara is about to address that right now. The Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kami de Rapapa. Rabbanan said in front of Rapapa, Umi Isneu Lahani Shinui. Do we really accept these answers we just explained? Vahatani, the Brisa tells us, Kishen Yotin, Ein Yotin, Ela Kruchin. When they come out, the sandal and the Vlad come out, they're attached with each other. So there's no moment for them. There's no second for her to give birth to a Vlad and then go to the mikvah and then have a sandal. They're attached to each other. It's impossible to separate between the two. Rashi says, Kishahen Yotzin, Sandal Uvlad Sheimo, Kruchen, Dvukin Zebazer. They're attached to each other. Velo Dvukin Mamish. They're not really glued together, he says. But Umidiyotzin Yachad, Eashash is described in time. They come out so close to each other, it's impossible for there to be a moment for her to go through Geirus. So how do you give these answers? So the Gemara said, Amra Papa, Shema Mina, we learn from here, Michrach Karichle, Vlad Lissandal Apalga. So they're connected to each other, they're close to each other, partially, halfway or so. And Umeshal Chavle Kabe Resha. So what's going on? If you look at that, they push the head. If you look at Rashi says, Shema Mina, Mida, who's come Sandal Gabe Krisus Mishum Geirus? So the situation of the sandal with regards to the creases, which means your carbon, your lettuce, the nafkamin is when she goes through geirus. So how do you have geirus? We just said they're kruchim with each other. When can you do geirus between the yivlad and the sandal? So Rashi explained, ukegon sheyotz vlad tchila. First the vlad came out, v'charkach sandal. And first the vlad came out, the sandal came out afterwards. The gabi b'charos, kegon sheyotz sandal tchila. For b'charos is where the sandal came out first. Kedok mina le'el, the poter vlad michamishlan. The time about Achaz Yotzim, when they come out together, Shmamina in Shofen Zeitel Zeh, they're not mamish lying on top of each other. Zim Kain lo mishkachat lo shiyotzim zeh kodem zeh. Can't be that there's a separate point. Elahai kruchim dekatani hachiyu. When it said kruchim, the bride, it doesn't mean they're mamish attached to each other. What it means is, michrach karechle, says Rashi further, vlad lesandel afalge, de rosh havlad tochov kineged tiborosh asandel. That the head of the vlad is connected to the stomach of the sandal. Umishlach Rashi says le kapi rosha kolmer dachru vlad berosho sandal kapi chutz. So the head of the vlad pushes out the sandal first. So that's how you have the situation where the sandal can come out first before the head. Mm-hmm. That's what Gemara says. Yeah, but the understanding here, the Brisa tells us that apparently when there's a sandal, the sandal does not come out separately. Come out mamish at the same time. The question: what direction which comes out first? So if it comes out first, either the sandal could come out first and then the vlad, so that's a nafkamina of the b'choros. If the vlad comes out first and then the sandal comes out afterwards, the nafkamina is for your lettuce if she converts in between. But there can be some moments in between the sandal coming out and the vlad coming out afterwards. So then the Gemara says further, back inside, the Gemara says, again, reading this one more time, Shmamina, Micha Karechle, they're connected, vlad the sandal, apalga, mashikle, klape resha. So Gabi Bechoros, so now we're assuming the visual here is, the head of the vlad is connected to the stomach of the sandal. So for the Gabi Bechoros, Kigon Shiyotza Derechor Hashem, when it came out head first, so the sandal is out first. So the sandal Kadim Lay, and it comes out, and afterwards follows the actual vlad, comes out second. Gabi Krisis, the Garza Krisis, which is the case of the Yoledes, Carbon Yoledes, Shiyotza Derechom Raglosayim, they came out feet first. The vlad Kadim, here the feet of the vlad comes out first, and right after the head comes the vlad, kadim v'nafik, and that's the situation how you have it. Okay. So Gemara says that Rav Huna bar Tachlifa Mishmei Derava Amar Afilu Tema Mitzumtzon. Even if you say the imam is lying on top of each other, it's not like head first and then one's behind it. It's not like train. They're like lying out like right next to each other, side by side, and they come out simultaneously, but there's still a difference. Afil tema mitzumtzam, and the mamish kruchim with each other. Ve'epach shmeitz, and let's switch everything around. Meaning what? Gavi becharos sheyotze derech miraglo seyem. By becharos, that they go out feet first. We said the opposite before. We said head first. By becharos, you're saying they go out feet first. And the case we want by becharos, we want the sandal to come out first. So we go feet first in this case, and they're side by side. So then we say, vlad, this bechiyus, so when the vlad's alive, when there's a chiyus to it, when there's strength to it, sarach lo nafik sandal, lo nafik. So then it holds back. There's something that's holding it back from coming out. Rashi says here, sarach os chayz biyadav lamala, the baby, I don't know how this really works, but it's holding on strong inside the mother, veinim in mahir latis, it doesn't come out quickly. However, the sandal, machlik viyotzikah, the machlik is this, in chiyus, Rashi, Gemara says. The sandal, the less bechayusa, it just sark went off, it just kind of slide right out. There's no energy, there's no life to it. So even though they're next to each other, side by side, when it comes to the birth, the sandal just drops out, and then the vlad is giving difficulty coming out, it's fighting the leda. So that's how you have by bechoros, the sandal could come out first, and then afterwards the vlad. But when it comes to gabe krisis, the Gemara says, shiyatsu derech roshem, they're going out head first here, so now the hands are not on top. Hands are not grabbing into the mother. Now the hands are first out. So So in this case, when they're going derech roshayin, Vlad is bechiyusa, where the Vlad has a life to it, has hands, mid the nafik resha. So the moment the head comes out alone, that's called a birth. You don't need the whole body. The head comes out, but still it takes a few more minutes, sometimes a long time for the rest of the body to come out. So the head comes out first, that's considered Vlad when the Vlad's alive. But with respect to the sandal, again, mid the nafik resha, havile leda. But the sandal, adenafik ruba, the sandal is not called a leda until most of the sandal comes out. So it comes to the case of the Oled this year, the Croesus case, when they're coming out head first. So they both come out side by side. You see the head of the Vlad and you see the head of the sandal. So the head of the Vlad is called the Vlad. But the head of the sandal isn't called the Vlad yet because it's not, there's no chiusa to it. So then after the head comes out, she somehow goes to the mikvah, not advisable, but she goes to the mikvah. She's now a Jew. And then when she comes out of the mikvah, then the rest of the sandal comes out. Rove of the sandal comes out, and now she has to bring a yoledis for the sandal. And that's the, again, wild situation to explain these mishnayos. Okay. Gemara, and the mishnah now says, the mishnah tells in daf chavav it follows. The shilya bebayis, habayis tamei. If there's a shilya, which we say is what, an amniotic sac, right? That's what we define it?
Afterbirth,
I was confused. Okay, afterbirth. So the afterbirth came in the placenta?
Yes.
So, okay, placenta. So the shilya, the placenta comes out, and b'bayis, there's a placenta in the house. Habayis tamei, we assume the bias is tamei. Lo she shilya v'lah, not because the placenta itself is a v'lah. The placenta is a different type of organ. Ella, she ain't shilya b'lo v'lah. If there's a shilya, mimela, there's a v'lah somewhere else. We don't know where the v'lah is, but there's a v'lah. That's a simon that there's a v'lah, and the v'lah is not alive, and therefore the house is tamei. And then the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nima Kavlad Ad Shlo Yete. The Rashi explains here, Nima Kavlad means, Nase Dam V'Nitzari B'Dam Haleda U'Batil V'Rov. Here he says, not true. You can't have a Shilya without a Vlad. I mean, there was a Vlad inside the womb. But somehow the Vlad, it turned into blood. It just wasn't sustainable. And it turned into blood, and there was some blood of the Vlad there, but it got mixed together with the Rove blood, which was from carbon yoledis, which is not a din of tumas mace, by the blood of a yoledis, and therefore it was bitul barov, and there is no tumas mace. So Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Shilya Tchilasa Dome Lechut Shel Erev, that initially the way the Shilya, the placenta works, is very small, very thin, like a string of wool, whichever one it is. I don't know how the warp, I don't know, one of them, and the sofa doma kit tormus, and then turn down to tormus. How do they define tormus here?
A lupine,
okay. The chalula kichotzeres, like a flute. It says halal like a flute. The ein shulya pechusa mitepach, and the shulya is never small. It's no smaller than a tepach, so it's at least a tepach in size. That's a description of how the placenta develops. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Shulya Dome LeKurkavan Shel Tarnagolin. It's similar to the Kurkavan, which is that thing that hangs, I believe, below the neck. What do they call that in English?
Gizzard.
Okay, the gizzard. And it's Shadak and Yotzimene, where like strings hang out from it. So this is a description of the placenta. So Tani Rabbi Oshaya Zira de Min Chavra, he taught the following b'raisa, Chamisha Shirum Tefach. There are five different areas of Halacha that have a Shira Tefach, and they are as follows. Ve'eluhein Shulya, Shofar. Shidra, Dofen, Sukkah, Va'ezel. So Gemara is going to go one by one where we see that the Tefach is relevant for these five halachas. So with regards to Shilya, the Gemara said, and we just said that the Shilya is never less than a Tefach. So that's one area. It wouldn't be, if you have something that's less than a Tefach, it wouldn't be considered a Shilya, I guess, and wouldn't be having too much mace.
Right.
Exactly. So then it says, that's the Gabi Shilya. A shofar, where do you find the shofar? The Tefach, the Tanya, Kama Yeshir shofar, how long does a shofar have to be to qualify as a chesed shel shofar? Perish Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kadesh Yechuzenu Biyado, that you hold in your hand, V'yir Lakan Lakan Tevach, that Tevach sticks out this way, a Tevach sticks out that way, and that's the Shir of a Tevach. So your hand itself is around one Tevach, so you need a Tevach of the middle, Tevach this way, a Tevach that way, so three Tevachim or so is the length of how a shofar, the smallest Shir of a shofar. Then you have, the Gemara says, regards to Shidra, the Shidra is the spine of a lulav. Mahi, what's the relevance of a tefach for the Shidra of the lulav? Damar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shidra shel lulav, tzarech she yotim min hahadas tefach. Then it has to go above a tefach. So people don't know this halacha. People learn that the lulav has to be higher. The hadasim are there, and the aravos are a little bit lower than the hadasim. But we know lulav is the highest. When we measure the height of the lulav, it's not the tip of the lulav, it's actually the shidra. If you look at the spine goes this way, and then you have the leaves coming out really high, the pointy things. So the shidra is the stem inside. So that shidra has to be a tefach higher than the hadasim. People don't know that, And many times, if the lulav is a short lulav, you won't have it properly unless you lower the hadasim a tefach. So that's be the hadasim lower than a tefach of the shidra of the inside, the stem of the lulav. That's the din. Then we have a dofen sukkah, the real... Huh?
I think by the shofar, just go back a second on the shofar, you have to use one tefach. Just when you hold it, there's one tefach. That's three tefachim.
Oh, could be. Maybe you're right. Could be you're right. Yeah, could be you're right. So then the Gemara says that the dofen sukkah with regards to the telephone of the sukkah, the wall of the sukkah, we need a tefach. What's that? The sanya shtaim kilchasan shlishis afil tefach. That we know that the different sizes, how many walls rather the sukkah has to be. And we saw say that the smallest shear of a sukkah, there has to be two full walls, and the third wall is sufficient if it's simply the size of a tefach. So then that's the fourth case. An eitho, what's the halach of an eitho? The Tani Rabbi Chia Ezov Tevach. The Ezov has to be a Tevach. This is regarding the lachas of the, I believe, Paraduma case, right? Yeah. With regards to Paraduma, they have to take an Ezov in order to collect the water, the Paraduma mixed together with the water. You need to sprinkle it, so that Ezov has to be at least a Tevach in size. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Dar Shila Ish Kfar Timrosa Tlasmas Nisa Vatar Tishmaisa Shir Tevach. So three brisas and two statements on the Amoraim, those are the Shirim of a Tefach. So Gemara says, Tarti, there were two statements in the Amoraim that were Shmaitzas, not Brises. Chadi, only one of them was a statement of an Amora, namely the case of the Tefach of a Shidra, but the other four were statements of a Brisa. So how could his calculation was incorrect? So Amar Bai says, no, this last statement of the Ezov, even though we were saying Kidetani Rabbi Chia, which sounded like the name of a Brisa, it's supposed to be Ema Omar Rabbi Chia Ezov Tefach. It wasn't a Brisa, it was a Shmaitza. So we have two statements that were two Tefachim, which are from an Amora, and three go back to a Brisa. So Gemara says, those are the only five of the Sulek, but no more than those five? So Ha'ika, isn't that the case in the Mishnah Olos? Tefach ha-tefach ha-rum tefach ha-meruba. So let's say, what's the size of an oil that's able to create tumas oil? Has to be one tefach by one tefach, and has to be a tefach in height, width, and length. So that's another area where tefach comes up. That's maybe the tumah that's able to carry tumah from one part of the room to the other part of the room, or if it's a small, even a small area, but it has a square footage of a tefach, a volume of a tefach, that's also... It's able to bring tumah within that box, within that room. It also prevents tumah from penetrating outside of it. So we see that this is a sixth case where tefach is a relevant shear. The Gemara answers, tefach kamrinan, tefach al tefach lo kamrin. We're talking about just simply linear. One tefach, we weren't talking about any types of areas or cubes. So the ha'ika, isn't there the case of evan hayotim atanur? So you have the case of Mishnah Masechet Kelim, that an evan sticks out from the tanur, it sticks out a shear of a tefach. So what's the din there? So the din is v'chein min akira, comes out of akira. Akira is a tanur is an oven where it only fits one kedera, one pot, and then akira fits two pots side by side. And so if by akira, if it stays shlosh etzbal, if it sticks out three fingers, so that's considered chibur. What's chibur? So if you look at Rashi in the bottom to explain what's going on here, Rashi says three lines up. Tanur is a makom shepisas shtei kederos, and kira is makom shepisas keder achas. Okay, different shirum of a different size oven. Chibur, so what's chibur? A tanner needs to have an oven in order to transport it. They weren't huge like our oven. They were very small. It was an oven that was movable. So it had a hand in order to transport it. So that yad is called a chibur to the oven itself. If let's say the tanner becomes tameh and you have a piece of bread on the handle, so that handle will transmit the tumah to that piece of bread. Even though the tanner itself is made of cheres, it doesn't accept tumah, it doesn't become tameh from the outside. It is able to, so let's say tumah inside, there's a sheret inside the tanner, so that's the only way it becomes tameh. It can still transmit tumah through the outside of it. So therefore, if the hilchah yad, Rashi says yado, even though there's no avir, there's no airspace for the yad, it's still tameh. If it's more than a tefach long, people are going to knock it, cut it off. No one wants such a big handle. It's too big. So in other words, the shear of a yad of a tanur is no longer than a tefach. So we see this is another area where tefach is a relevance. So Gemara answers now, before we turn the page, it says, Ki kamrina, when we say the shear of a tefach, the five we listed, yitecha debata mitavach lo chazi, when less the tefach isn't good enough, you need a tefach or more, like the shidra of the tefach needs a tefach or more, that the eight of it needs a tefach or more. Here it's kol shekein de betzir tacha yad tan arhu. Here it's a tavach or less is good enough, and since it goes in the opposite direction, it wasn't part of the list of five. Gemara says further, ha'ika going now on tamid beis. Isn't there the case of tanure banos, which are apparently like little like toy houses, toy ovens that little kids would play with? Rashi says tanure banos naros ktanos osin tanur l'schok. They play like little house, they have little ovens they play with. So they're called tanure banos. So that's a shiva tefach, and that's considered a shir to be makabel tuma. So the Tani, the Brisa tells us that tanur chilasa arba, that initially of an oven that was made for tefachim high, so that's a nice size, you know, it's a very like a toaster oven almost. And the shiar of now, that's called a keli, and it can be makabel tuma. And let's say you have a very big one, and it got broken, it got cut down in size. The shiar of the leftover became remaining arba, to start off very big, and now it got cut down in size. It remains four tefachim high still. That still has a din of tumah to be Rabbi Meir. Because we know if you break a keli, that's matar keli. If I have a keli, it's intact, it becomes tameh. The way to be matar it is either to put it in the mikvah or just break it. So let's say I broke my oven, it was huge, and I made it down to four tefachim, it's still considered large enough to be considered tanur, a keli, and tameh. Chacham Omer and Chacham say, "Bamed Dvar Amum." Is it true? Begadol only when it was really, really big, and then you made it smaller into four tefachim. Aval bekatan, if it started off with a katan, a very small one, tchilasa kolshu. If you made a very small tanur from the beginning, then you don't need a four tefachim. It can even be a tiny amount. Mishetigmar melachta. When you finish making a very small tanur, that's considered big enough. Vishiar oven. Now let's say you have a big oven and it broke. Veruba, as long as most of it still remains. The Gemara wants to know, when it said, according to Chacham, that even a kolshu, even a tiny oven, even a tiny tanur is considered a kli, how much is a kolshu? We need something, let's be realistic here. Kama kolshu, what's kolshu? Amar Rabbi Yanai tefach, shekein osin tanur banos tefach. If you make a tanur, so like a small, cute tanur, a tefach size, so since they have by the tanur batim, are made that small, so for a real tanur, if it's made the size of a tefach, that would be considered a kli and subject to tumah. So this is another area where tefach is relevant. The Gemara says, "Bepluk shalokamari." When we had the list of five cases of tefach, we wanted to have cases where everyone agreed where it's divrei akol. But this mishnah is machlokas Rabbi Meir Chachamim whether tefach is good enough or he needs four tefachim, and therefore that wasn't on the list. They were not getting themselves involved in any plukes as any machlokas. Now the Gemara says, "Hashad asul hachi." Now that we established this, the bepluk shalokamari. So Hanami, this also explains that the case of the oven, Evan, Yotim Tanur, the previous case of the handle of the Tanur and the Kia and the Kira, that case is also plus. So that's also Machlokas, because that could be another reason why we didn't put the case of the Yad Tanur on the list. The Katani, the Sefer, we didn't include the Sefer, the Mishnah, where it went on to say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Amru Tevach, I don't think a Yad of a Tanur is Tevach, Ella HaTanur L'Kosel, only Me HaTanur L'Kosel. And there's a Tevach or more from the tanner to the wall. But if it goes out to the house, so then even if it's more than a tefach, people won't be bothered. Meaning, why does a person cut down the handle of a yad? Makes it only a tefach? Because it gets in the way of the people using their space. They had very small houses back then. But let's say the handle like stuck outside the house. So it like went right outside the wall. So it didn't get in the way of anything. So it could be two, three, four tefachim. It doesn't disrupt any of their work. And therefore, Yehuda argued on the Tanna Kama. Either way, since it's a machlokas, that's another reason why it wasn't on the list, because again, b'pluksa lo kamari. Gemara says, v'ha'ika meskeres tefach, so we know that the shulchan aparim in the base of Migdash in the Mishkan, had a little lift going around there, like a little cage of some sort, that was a tefach high, that was an ornament around the shulchan. So that's a tefach. Gemara says, b'ksivan lo kamari. We're not dealing with cases that are mentioned in the Torah. That's mentioned in the Torah. All the cases that we listed, the shirim, are not mentioned in the Torah. The lulav and the ezov and the dope and the sukkah. Okay, what about ha'ika kaporis? We know on top of the aron, the kodesh kodashim, was a kaporis, a little covering, that's called a kaporis, and that the Gemara tells in Masechet Sukkah, that was a tefach wide, tefach thick, tefach high. So Gemara says, so why did we include that shir of a tefach? And the Gemara says, because in lo kamari, we were not dealing with tefach kachim, we were dealing with every other area of halacha. I don't know why kachim was left out, because we're dealing with ezel, which is tumah v'tara, we're dealing with a sukkah, but I'm not sure, but we, either way, kachim was not on the radar. So then the Gemara says that the Vahayika, isn't that the case of Daya Lekorah, Shira Chavatefah? So with regards to building a Mavoi, so the Gemara is able to talk about building a Mavoi. You need to have a Mavoi, you need a Korah, a beam, in order to be metaltil in a Mavoi. So now, that how big does that Korah have to be, the beam, in order to qualify as closing up a Mavoi? A mabul is very different than the regular erev that we have, the different dinim. So the Gemara says that that width of a korah has to be rachav a tevach, if you a tevach wide. So that's another area. It's not kachim. It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's a shiva tevach. It's a linear shear. So why is that not mentioned? So Gemara says, b'dirabon lo kamari. The din of a mavoi in the building of an heir of a mavoi is only a din dirabon, and we're not dealing with dirabonans. We're only dealing with diraisas. We're dealing with that which is written in the Torah, deraisa dinim, we're in a situation where the shear were not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, and that was really what created their list. So anything that's a dirabonan, anything that's mentioned explicitly in the pasuk, that was not part of the list here. Okay, so that's like the hecker they made at the end. They made it still hecker in order for people to recognize. Okay.
And what
about a piece of material? Do we take a piece of material as far as some is concerned? It has to be like... And that's three etzbalos, I believe. Three etzbalos by three etzbalos. It's also an area. It's also, it's not a linear, but it's three etzbalos, I believe, not tefa. The Gemara then says, Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Ma'arthur, Kamei di Rav Kana, Yosef, Kamra, Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar, Rav, Kol Shlosha Yomim Harishon. We're going back now to the case of the Shilya. So the first 3 days of the Shilya, after the Vlad's been born, Tolan et HaShilya b'Vlad. So sometimes it could take time for the placenta to come out. It could be 3 days. So if it comes within 3 days after the birth of a Vlad, we assume that that Shilya was attached to the Vlad, and there's no other Vlad that we're concerned with. There's no Tumas Meis. Mikan ve'elef, but let's say Shilya comes out more than 3 days, 3 days after the Vlad, the birth, Choshen Vlad Acha, we're concerned we're Choshen of another Vlad being there, and the twin of some sort, and that would, she would have to sit, all the dinim of Tuma, I'm not sure if it's referring to Tumas Meis or not, but certainly in terms of the Tuma, she has to wait now, you made Tuma of a Nekeva perhaps, of another lady that just took place.
So, 7 and 14 days
that you have by boy, but for a girl it's a situation of 14 and 66. So, so then the Gemara says, the Amar Lei Umi Amar Rav Hach, does Rav really say this? They were concerned if a Shilya came out 3 days afterwards. But Amar Rav, doesn't Rav say, Ein Avlad Mitakev Acha Chaveyokun? That when they're twins, so it doesn't hold back. There's not much delay. They come out together. And therefore, there's no concern here. Because there should have been a Vlad that came out with the twin. It doesn't take 3 days for the twin to come out. So Gemara says, Ishtik, so he never responds. So Amar Lei, he says back, maybe Dilma, Kan Benefa, Kan Ben Kayama. Depends. If the twins have been Kayama, so then they come out together. They come out with a few minutes of each other, or whatever the Zman and Min, but it's like, they're pretty close to each other. But when the twin is not a Ben Kayama, it's a Nefil, so then that could take many, many days for it to come out. So Amar Lei, At Amr Slishmaisa Dirav, the Ferish, Amar Rav Hachi, you said his name in this statement, the name of Rav. Does he hold this away explicitly? The Pil Nefil, Vacharka, Hippil Shulya, So what he says is as follows. That let's say a person, a woman gave birth, that she had a nephil, she had a stillborn, and afterwards came a shilya, so within 3 days we assume that the shilya was part of the nephil that came out. And tolius a shilya bevlat. If it comes out 3 days, more than 3 days afterwards, then we're concerned of there being another vlad that's there. But if the yalda, she gave the Ben Kayama came out first, and then afterwards came the Shulya, then we always assume the Shulya was, even if 10 days later, we assume the Shulya was part of the Ben Kayama. So it depends which came out first, it's going to dictate this particular halach. Right now it says, Shmuel v'tamidei d'Rav, Rav Yehuda, haba yosvei, they were once sitting down, Shmuel and the students of Rav, along with Rav Yehuda as well. And chalof yazil, Rav Yosef, bread of Menasha, mitzvil, and Rav Yosef apparently is passing through here. Lapayu in front of them. So Bali Vaasi, he came quickly. And Amar and Shmuel said, Asa Langavra de Raminle Begila de Chitasa. So we have a guy standing in front of us who could you could ask any question, he could just knock us off with just anything we say, small little question, he could just like knock us over. So Marmi Madhe, and we won't know what to respond to him. So let's ask him questions, and he won't know what to respond to us, it seems. Just look, I'm looking at Rashi to make sure I'm getting who's talking to who right now. Who's asking who, though? Whose point is that we got a guy who asks questions?
kekash shel chita, udvarav nisharim.
Right, but who's talking? Say who's talking to who? Those. I'm not sure who's talking to who here. Okay, so that's it. Adhachi Asi, so Rabbi Yosef came. They were, you know, anticipating his arrival. And Amar Lai Shmuel, Shmuel says, "My Amar Rabbi Shilya." What does Rav say by Shilya? Amar Lai, Hachi Amar Rav. Rav says, "Ain Talon Shilya." We don't assume when a Shilya comes out that it came, it was part of the Vlad or part of the Nefa. El Badavar Shekayama, only is above Davar Shekayama. So that's how we assume. It came from a Davar Shekayama. Rashi explains here. El Badavar Shekayama, all the way towards the bottom. Rashi Shekashiyotzi Bamiskayim, if a Ben Kayama comes out, Im Hayom Haya Chadashu Kela Kalu, if it was a full term, the Mutashim Hipilu Davar Shenra Libriya Neshama, Kigom Diyarech Echad Bemto Guf Atom, Oma Pelas Min Mabema, Hayof Achaka Hipilu Shulya, Hafilu Soch and Shlosha Choshin Lavad Acha. So it depends. If it accompanied a Ben Kayama, so then we're not concerned the Shulya having some other Vlad there. If it was accompanying something that's not a Ben Kayama, then we assume that it is some other Vlad that may have been there. So, Shailinu Shmuel Lachol Tami De Rav. So, Shmuel asked all the students of Rav, Amrila, Hachi Ahadar Chazi Rav Yehuda Bishus. And then they saw that they looked at Yehuda, who was very embarrassed by this, because he didn't finish the statement of Rav, that he only said part of the statement, apparently, because Rav Yehuda earlier was saying a statement here. And this very last line, Rav Yehuda did not incorporate, but Rav Yosef did incorporate this extra line. So he looked at Rav Yehuda and said, Rav Yehuda, why didn't you tell us this last line of Rav? So he looked a little embarrassed that he forgot to mention this last line of Rav, again, that the din of Ein Tolan Sashilya Ella B'davar Shekayam. Gemara now says, we're going ahead a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't go to the top. Let's go a little bit further. Gemara says, V'ayimenei Rav Yosef B'rin Shal Mirebi. Hamapelas Dumas Orev, if a woman gives birth to an image of a raven, the Shilya Mahu, and the placenta as well, do you assume that the Shilya is connected to the Orev, or perhaps it's some other Vlad that may have been there, a real Vlad? So Amalei, Ein Tolan Ella B'davashe Yesh B'mina Shilya. We could only assume the Shilya came from another species that itself has a Shilya. A raven doesn't have a placenta, doesn't exist by birds. So we can't assume that the Shilya was attached to the Orev, so it must be the Shilya has another Vlad to it, and it must be a Vlad. Kishur Bomao, let's say the Shilya is attached to the Orev. So maybe then you should assume that the Shilya is from the Orev, and there's no other Vlad to be concerned of. Amalei, Davar Sheino Shalta. You're asking an impossibility, and it just can't happen, so stop asking strange questions. So Esav, then, asks the question, where Bryce says, Ahmapelas Behema Chayva Of, Min Behema Chayva Of, a woman gives birth to something that looks like any of these animals. Shilya imarnene, alongside she gives birth to a placenta. Bizman she shilya kshur imahim ein choshish in levar acher. When it's attached to one of these animals, we're not concerned of something else. But ein shilya kshur imarnene, when there is no attachment to the behema chayv of, then we are choshish in levar acher. So then, harei matilein, right, harei exactly, harei matilein chomer, shilya vladas, we have a chomer of the vladas, the Gemara explains, if they're not attached to each other. Shani Omer Shema Nimoch Shapir Shel Shilya, and perhaps there's a Vlad there, and it's got kind of absorbed or deteriorated. The Nimoch Shilya Shel Shapir, and perhaps the Shilya of the Shapir got mixed together as well. So we see either way, from this case here, whatever the halacha is of that situation, it is a possibility, and therefore it's a Tiyufta on Rebbe's Kasha, because it actually really can take place. Okay, some strange situations here.
The whole thing with it is very strange. There's such a